We're prepared now to get into the 13th chapter, and we're going to move rather rapidly through this section here, and I think you can understand why. That it's history. We'll be following two kingdoms, one right after the other, and together, and you'll see an overlapping. Now, we find that this man, Jeroboam, who came to the throne in the northern kingdom, that he was given an opportunity to really serve God. He was afraid that the tribes in the north would go back to Jerusalem to worship, and if they did, it would unite the kingdom, and he wanted to make it separate. So he set up two golden calves, and he put one in Samaria, and he put one in Bethel. Now will you notice chapter 13, and I'm reading it, verse 1. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Now this is a prophet of God, and he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. Now, let me just pause a moment that if you have now our notes and outlines, you'll go down and you'll want to see when did Josiah reign. Well, actually, it was almost 300 years later than this that Josiah reigned. And the prophet of God now marks him out. And you'll notice he was a good king. And he reigned 31 years. And this man led in one of the five great revivals that took place during this particular period. And we'll be talking about those revivals when we get to Chronicles. They're not in Kings, but they are in Chronicles. You got it from God's viewpoint. And the revival is from God's viewpoint always. You're not able to count the number of converts. You don't need to. A great spiritual movement took place. Now, this prophet of God, he prophesies against this altar, you see. And he says that God is going to raise up a man that will destroy these. And Josiah did that. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken, behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out.